This is Dr. Bill Deagle. I have on the program hour number 3 on 24th of February. And by the way, next week, Josh will be on hour number 2, which is 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern now. He's moving his time slot. But go ahead, Josh. You've got 15, 20 minutes, whatever you need to say, because there's some very serious geopolitical issues in your... One of the best analysts that I know on the planet for telling the truth and calling all the chips. Go ahead.
Well, I think let's start with the fact that in Hong Kong, they're protesting against communism. But in America, we have this communist in Bernie Sanders being celebrated and being supported by these people. Let me tell you something, okay? There's no such thing as Santa Claus. It doesn't exist. And guess what? Neither does Bernie Sanders, okay? He doesn't exist. What he is promising you, he cannot deliver on. You are being fed lies and bull, and you're buying it. Because why? Because our education system has dumbed down these people to a point of mental retards, okay?
Yeah.
You graduate high school with a degree in Democratic Party studies. Then you get a chance to meet your Marxist radical left-wing professor, and guess what? Mr. Ponytail radical left-wing douche-knot wearing bun boy, guess what? He ends up telling you that the Constitution is evil. He ends up telling you that you've been a victim your whole life. He ends up telling you that everything that you've not been able to accomplish is because somebody else was keeping you down. And I am tired of this bullshit. And we've got to be strong, and I mean strong, against these scumbag Bernie Sanders supporters. Okay?
Yeah, I know. It's really aggravating. In fact, I meet so many young people, even people I know in my family who support Bernie. I'm thinking, are you crazy? 100 million people plus died. I just finished watching the miniseries called The Last Tsars and the Rise of Bolshevism. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And by the way, the Hebrew Jewish rabbis were one of the first to take it on the chin and be slaughtered by the Bolsheviks in Russia. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't. And you know what? I've never said a nice thing about Chris Matthews, but God bless him for opening his mouth and speaking the truth on MSLSD. Now they want to fire him. Why? Because he's sounding the alarm bells, saying that someone like Bernie Sanders could actually go out and assassinate political opposition. Bernie Sanders is so dangerous, and you know what? They're all dangerous. Every single one of them is tied to the Democratic Socialists of America. They are all tied to People of a Livable World. These are all hardcore radical communists. It is Trump or death. Right Wing Watch likes to make fun of me by saying, oh, Josh Bernstein says it's Trump or death. It is. It's Trump or death of this nation. This nation will not survive if any one of these pieces of crap are elected. So people need to wake the hell up immediately and understand that we are under complete assault. We are under assault. Every single one of our rights is under assault right now. And I just think that we need to understand that this is the insurmountable amount of threat that we face. And we've got to get behind this president. We've got to do everything we can. I want ICE agents at every single polling station. I want volunteers to right now go down and find a left-leaning district and stand there when early voting opens up. Stand there like the Black Panthers did in 2012 and 2008, where they were intimidating voters. We need to make sure that no voter fraud is going to take place, because the left cannot win this election, or for that matter, any election now and in the future, without massive voter fraud. And that's what we have to understand. There's one thing. Forget the wall. Forget taxes. Forget America being great again. None of it matters if we can't control the integrity of the voting process. We've got to make sure that we do what we can. I don't care if President Trump has to use executive orders that'll be challenged later on to make sure that we have ICE agents in the top 25 Democrat-controlled districts in America in the swing states.
Right.
That's what we need to do. We need to control the voting integrity. Because when you have people like George Soros who run the machines, and you have these secretaries of states in some of these swing states that are, you know, they're going to allow cheating, they're going to open up early voting longer hours than need be. And I've said many times, when you early vote, you allow your vote to be changed and compromised. You want to vote on the same day of the election or within a day or two. That's when you want to vote. Because what happens is when you vote early, your vote likely could be changed or not counted.
Right.
And that's the scary part. And that's why we need to get rid of early voting. Early voting is evil. It is absolutely evil in every single aspect. The only early voting that should take place are for people in the military and anyone that is elderly, infirmed, and they, you know, they can't get there and they need 2 or 3 days. Early voting for 2 or 3 days is fine. But to say that we're going to allow 30 days to almost 45 days, and then these stupid states are doing it online, they're doing it by, you know, mail-in ballot, all these horrible things. Whatever happened to the fact that we have 1 day to vote, you go in and you vote, and that's the end of it. If it's not important enough to you to make it on the day that you vote, you shouldn't even have the right to vote.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how I feel.
Well, I tell you, we have that issue. I want you to raise some issues or questions you think I might answer. I'm an expert on the SARS coronavirus and bioweapon. I'm an expert on the Special Activity Division of the CIA and 9/11. What I see is a converging series of disasters, but you're right, the most important thing is voting. We're heading in 9 months toward the election, and if we put in a communist or a left-wing social democrat, it's the end of America, and not just America.
Revolution, baby.
It's a revolution. It's also a bloody revolution. It's also the end of the world. Because if America goes down the toilet, if we don't become a godly Judeo-Christian nation again, we're finished, aren't we? And the world is finished, too.
I'm reading an article right now, Unhinged. Trump haters film themselves running bicyclists, kids, off the road in apparently politically motivated attack. Basically, in Indiana, there was a couple of young teenage boys that were riding their bicycles along the side of the road, and they had Trump flags on their bicycles. And these two scumbags come up to them and tried to run them off the road. I mean, this is who we are up against. These people are sick and twisted.
Yeah, but you know,
support Bernie Sanders need to be in prison.
Okay,
working for campaigns.
Here's what I respond. You see, I'm sure you've had some death threats too, right?
I'm not going to divulge that kind of information.
No, but I'm going to say I get them. I get them. I stopped getting them about last year. You know why? Because Dr. Daigle is not a person you threaten and not get a counter-threat that scares the hell out of you. I want people that are prepped up and have personal protection, whether it's pepper ball guns or whatever, crossbows. I want people to know we're not going to give up our guns like, you know, before he died, Charlton Heston. We're going to give our guns back one bullet at a time. You want to take our guns, you're going to die, sucker. You want to destroy our elections, we're going to march you down to a military tribunal and either be electrocuted, hanged, or end up in prison for the rest of your life. This isn't going to be pleasant. And we have these secret orders running the New World Order and everything, and these corrupt politicians. That's why I call D.C. the District of Criminals, and I call the Congress people Congress critters. Okay?
Yeah, there's no question about it. Look, bottom line is, everywhere I go, I'm armed, number one.
Right.
And, you know, anytime I do any kind of speaking engagement, I always have the 3%ers with me, ex-militia members with me. I mean, I'm pretty well guarded.
Yeah, you're
insulated.
You're like that smart guy in the church or in a Jewish synagogue that has a gun. So if somebody decides to start shooting people in the synagogue or in the church,
right,
they're going to shoot the shooter real quick and terminate his life and arrange his appointment to meet his maker, which is probably Satan himself or Yeshua before he goes to the lake of fire. How's that?
But here's the thing. I mean, look, I'm Jewish. I'm proud
right.
to be Jewish. I'm a big supporter of Israel.
Right.
I have been bar mitzvahed. You know, right. Both my parents are Jewish. I'm about as purebred as it gets, and I'm very proud of my heritage and proud to be Jewish. But I'm telling you right now, I would rather have a bullet in my head than vote for that commie Jew bastard, Bernie Sanders.
Well, you see, unfortunately,
that's coming from someone who's Jewish,
right?
Who loves my people, well, loves everything about Judaism. I'm proud to be Jewish. But when I see people like that,
well,
the amount of sickness that those people possess.
Well, look at Soros.
I hope anti-Semitism plays a big part in this election.
I remember a comment by Soros that when he was working for the Nazis, picking up gold fillings out of people's mouths and whatever. He thought it was the best time of his life. What a monster. You know?
Yeah, an absolute monster, Georgie Schwartz.
Yeah.
White pig.
And these people,
white
like...
pig.
And look at some of these, look at some of these people. Like, for example, Blomberg's out there. He doesn't want to... He knows he's not going to be president. He's aggravating. But he's putting billions of dollars in to get all these Congress critters elected or attorneys general so he can change society.
I know. And, you know, look, it's people like Epstein and Harvey Weinstein now, today, and Bloomberg and Bernie Sanders. When I get nasty, vitriolic, mean-spirited comments against me because I'm Jewish on my show in the comment section, and it doesn't happen a lot because people know who I am and they know what I stand for, but some of them still do, especially if I do a segment where I support Israel, I get the most nastiest anti-Semitic comments. And I gotta tell you, it ain't me. It's those types of Jews that it should be directed towards, not me. But I actually understand some of the people in my audience that do that. Even though it's misguided and misdirected, pointed at me,
right,
it should be pointed at those types of people. And by the way, thankfully, Harvey Weinstein is going to be in jail. It looks like the inmates in Rikers Island will be reciting lines from Shakespeare in Love while the gangs of New York, all hateful eight of them, take turns in the grindhouse administering their true romance to Harvey's Jackie Brown.
Right. you definitely have.
Yes, one down.
My gosh, man, are you an author writing books? I'm going to get Dean Koontz on.
I'm going to say it tonight on my show.
Oh God.
To my audience,
I don't know if I taught you this, but do you know the word Jew means praiser? God said, "I will inhabit the praise of my people." That's why the Jews have suffered so much for thousands of years, because God made the people, the Jews, one of the 12 tribes, the inhabitants of his praise. Unfortunately, there's apostate Jews. They're some of the worst people on earth. And remember, if you're a real Jew, you're following the Most High God. That's what's important, isn't it?
There you go. I mean, I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Josh. Amazing. Thank you for coming on today. We're going to bring back on my special co-host in a moment, Cody Snodgrass, and I'm going to bring on also Rob Roselli if I can get him. We'll have you back next week. Next week, you'll be on Genesis, and we'll have you on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. So we'll have you. That's your time slot now. You got the one.
Exactly, yeah. And send me a file of this, and I'll get it up.
I will. I'll have it up here shortly, okay? I'm going
all right,
to.
Buddy.
Okay, you take care, and God bless.
Okay, take care.
Take care, bye. Good. When we're going to go down to talk to our other guest, we're going to take a break for a moment, and we will hit our some of our major issues here. We're going to take a break.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent. It preserves 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Nutramedical's Power C-Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in...
Hello? Yeah, hi. You're all set, Rob? You're okay. We are ready to go live here. In just a moment. I have us on a commercial right now. I want to get your comments on a lot of things, and I sent you that video. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. But I want you to raise, I want to, after you do your spiel for, say, 10 or 15 minutes, I want you to raise questions of things you want me to answer, okay? So we're going to go live here in a minute. I'm going to go back from cut from the commercial. And we have now, not live on the show after the amazing Josh, we have Rob Roselli. His website is called The Theory of Theory.
They Live.
Of what?
They Live. That's it. They Live is a
theory, the theory of They Live revolution, right? Well, actually, it kicks over when I go. I put a boxofsunglasses.com.
That's a lot easier. Yeah.
Boxofsunglasses.com. I want you to give us your opinion. What's going on in the world? Whether it's the election, the rise of communism with Bernie Sanders Claus, the communist left, the SARS coronavirus. Give us your spiel first for 10, 15 minutes, and then I want you to raise questions to me of issues you think I may be able to give you some analysis of. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're on.
Oh, okay. Basically, Dr. Bill, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it. But there's so much going on right now. I mean, it's hard to almost fit this into some little, 10, 15 minute snippets, but I will say this. Again, website boxofsunglasses.com is everything I say and you say. I mean, obviously it's corroborated, but I just want to start in a panoramic and say that the most of the prophets, when I say prophets with an F, the prophets of God, I think are wrong, as they always have been with everything, as far as predicting and 7-year tribulations and all this sort of thing. In my view, things are going to devolve and cascade.
Yeah, you're talking about the people that are so-called pseudo-prophets by the so-called Christian church, right? Not the ancient prophets of the Bible. You're talking about the modern prophets that are in the so-called fake church that's out there, right?
Exactly. I mean, when I say prophet, I mean prophet with an F. I mean, I don't want to
say that. Yeah, you're a funny guy. I love how you do it, the box of sunglasses. They're not P-R-O-P-H-E-T, they're P-R-O-F-I-T, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're a funny guy. Go, please continue. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, I mean, yeah, these guys, and people know the names, I'm sure. And I don't want to get into like a whole name bashing thing. But anyway, I mean, you can turn on these so-called Christian broadcasting channels and see them. And I don't say all of them. There's a few good ones. But most of them are just flat out wrong. They sell a lot of books. They make a lot of movies. But it's just nonsense. And I think when we get right down to it, I mean, things are a lot more serious and a lot more pervasive and a lot more cataclysmic and a lot closer than what people are thinking. So
yeah.
I think everybody's, I think a lot of people are sitting around waiting for, the Jews and Israel.
Well, they're looking for a sign. They're wanting a sign. And you know what? They're not going to get a sign. The sign is what's already happening. For example, I'll let you continue your discussion and then I'm going to insert some stuff. Go ahead.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, like when you go through Matthew 24, right? I mean, it's, as the days of Noah were, people were drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, and suddenly that was it. I mean, and I'm paraphrasing, very quickly here.
Right.
Up until the day, Noah was in the ark. So, in other words, it's going to come, and, it's 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, right, when they cry in peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them. So everything's going to happen relatively quickly. When I say prophets of God, I mean, these guys, I mean, they're taking the Bible mostly literally, and I think this is the wrong approach. In other words, people are waiting for some Satan character, with a pitchfork in his hand and a nice suit, lighting people up and stamping with 3-6s and microchips.
Well, no, they're looking for a bad guy when, in fact, we're going to get deceived.
Yeah.
In fact, this one, I want to make this comment here, your response to it. The secret orders, whether they're Masonic, whatever religion, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, whatever, transhumanist, they both do the good in the world and the evil. And because people see the mixture, they don't understand it, including politicians. That's why I call it the slitherocracy, a snake pushing against itself. Please continue.
Right. Well, just to that point, I mean, remember in Genesis, going all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, it was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I believe, it wasn't a literal tree. Again, I believe the tree of knowledge of good and evil was a study of numbers and numerology. And the evidence to corroborate that, I believe, is in Matthew 16. Remember when the Pharisees come up to Jesus and the disciples, and he tells them, and he says, the only sign you're going to get, you can discern this, the signs of the sky, which means you're a bunch of astrologers and numerologists, but you can't discern the signs of the times. In other words, they couldn't recognize Jesus, the Son of God, right in front of them. And then he goes on a little bit further, right? And he says to them, well, beware of the leaven or the yeast of the Pharisees. And then the disciples say, well, of course, we bought no bread. And Jesus tells them, he's like, no, I'm not talking about literal bread. Remember I fed, you know, the five loaves for the 5,000 and the seven loaves for the 4,000. He said, I'm not talking about bread, you dummies. I'm talking about the doctrine of the Pharisees. So if you take that all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, and it says, do not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I believe that's really what God was alluding to there. He didn't put a peach tree or an orange tree out in front of them and say, don't eat this. If you do, I'm gonna kill you. You know, no, it wasn't that. It was a symbolic gesture on their part. And I understand acknowledge good and evil. I mean, if you look at numbers, I mean, there's good. There's medical technology. There's medical advancements, and there's the bad. I mean, you know, there's wars, there's war machines, there's nuclear weapons. Everything has numbers. In other words, And mankind can't handle it because now we're tending towards the bad. I mean, the science, I mean, biological weapons, which we'll get into in a little bit, I'm sure, with the coronavirus. I mean, that's the bad. And when we can't handle it, and that's anyway, but so kind of all ties together. And that things are, like I said, things are going to cascade relatively quickly. I mean, if you just look at the panoramic, again, just getting back to the prophets of God, Satan has been very busy, okay? He's the crow in the beginning of Stephen King's The Stand. I mean, that's pretty much analogous to the coronavirus. And I believe the coronavirus is just the next much more rancid, much worse chapter in the purposeful deployment of biological weapons like the AIDS virus back in the 80s.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit, which was no doubt a biological weapon, but it's, you know, that's like kids in a sandbox compared to what's going on with the coronavirus. And I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I don't know if you've had time to actually, because you're busy doing your other callings and job and so on.
Right.
But my job, if you want to call it, my purpose on earth is to, being resurrected from the dead multiple times, is to bring forth other prophets and people of truth. So we bring, I call it a manna truck of health, geopolitical and spiritual truth for the population, so that when God returns in a world that's through cataclysms, will there be faith on the earth? And faith means you get a gift from God that says, you know, things are really bad, but God's with you, and he sent your people to give you the truth. We're guys that run the manna truck. You know, just think of us as running a food truck. We prepare meals and sandwiches and whatever spiritually and geopolitically and health-wise for you. And if you eat it, you get to survive and thrive. And if you don't, when grace ends, you die. And the problem is they don't realize that God is a creator. He's also the destroyer. If you spit on those who bring the truth, there's no graver sin. It's more worse than mass murder or even abortion, is to spit on the ones bringing truth to you to save your sorry carcass physically and your sorry soul and nation. And the problem I see that grieves me when people want to say that you're a snake oil salesman, you're a liar diggle, you're a narcissistic egomaniac. And I'm bringing forth people like you, Rob, because I can feel in my heart that you have a portion of truth to get through to people, and your way of communication complements mine, because I'm a little bit more scientific and technical, so sometimes I get over people's heads. You've got your box of sunglasses ability with your books here. The one I have in front of me is The Un-American Genocidal Complex, and the other book is one called Pleased to Meet You, and it's kind of a play on things. And you can see with these books, you try to get to people with humor, because you see, the best humor is actually tragedy, too. That's why the Greek symbol of humor is a symbol of tragedy as well. And what people don't understand is we're running, you and I and my cohorts, I call my co-prophets, are running a manna truck. And we drive up to people cybernetically on their iPhone, their computer, or their iPad, or their television if they got internet. And they say, oh my gosh, I can watch Deagle now on the YouTube, Vimeo, Livestream, Facebook, or listen to him now next week again on Genesis. And I can hear Rob Roselli asking me to something to go check my Bible, then go pray on it, go on the sewer net and try it on the internet to find out if this, what he's saying is true, or is Deagle a narcissistic and his egomaniac and his cohorts are lying to me because they have an agenda. They need to realize the Urim and Thummim stones, like the breastplate, are going to tell them, you know what, Deagle's not a liar, and although you want to spit on him, he's now spit-proof. And God told me on the 27th of January that the days of the apocalypse started that day when he got me up at 3:30 in the morning to release my video on SARS coronavirus. I've been being prepared for this for almost 50 years. And I don't want to repeat all my history on this, but I want people to know ask me any question on earth, and even if I don't have the answer, God will inspire me while you're asking the question to give you at least the very breakdown of the problem to its constituent part, because God will find a way. Go ahead and ask any question you want.
Oh, sure. I guess, you know, my question, again, you know, my background and my current employment, civil engineering, I mean, it doesn't rise to the level, obviously, of your scientific knowledge, but, you know, but being that as it may, you know, I did take some courses in microbiology, and I did a report on the AIDS virus and how it didn't make any sense what the government was saying back in the 80s. And
right.
The
But I asked your question, because remember when I went to Zurich, Switzerland in 1997, I had a box of documents after I did my lecture to the board at Human Life International in Zurich, Switzerland, of the origin of the AIDS virus and many other bioweapons are created in labs. This is not a theory. And because I'm a scientist, you see, they don't understand, even before I'm a doctor or a prophet, I'm a scientist. And I can prove this with science. So when people say, well, I disagree with you, Deagle, I said, okay, don't do ad hominem attacks, just say stupid things about me, because I'm bulletproof to that kind of stuff. I've got a titanium intellectual and spiritual skin, okay? But do raise an argument. Even if you got grade 3, raise a good question. The fact is, though, this is no longer open to opinion. This is a closed door. AIDS, Ebola, SARS, all these things were created in a lab. The Center for Disease Control even has the SARS-2003 genetic patent in our U.S. Patent Office. People need to get a freaking life. They need to stop disagreeing with me on evidence of facts, and then raise questions of stuff they don't know and things they want to hear from me and you and my cohorts. Go ahead and ask any question. Go ahead.
Well, basically what I was building towards is, I mean, I guess is the... Are you 100% certain that the coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon?
Absolutely. You haven't had a chance to look at all my videos. I've been doing dozens over the last couple months. It is a race-specific bioweapon with new genes from AIDS virus in it. So when you get it, it's like getting a cold that gives you terminal AIDS with leukopenia and your CD4 cell kind and a cytokine storm. The current data from China indicates if you get good medical care, 3.1% die, but 20.7% are very sick and need respirators and ventilators or heart cardiac bypass. Once the medical resources are overwhelmed, the current virus in China will increase to lethality around 21%, especially if doctors and nurses die or the equipment gets overwhelmed and they don't have it for the thousands of people that are sick. Secondly, where new strains are emerging, like in Iran, where the case fatality rate is 10 times higher. So this is a nation slayer. This is to bring in the new world order. It's in the same year as October 1st. Every nation on earth has to have a biometric ID to fly across any state line in any country on earth. And my intel, from my sources, because I have intel contacts inside the government agencies, in October, before I found out about the SARS coronavirus in December, because I've been preparing for decades for this, a pandemic, which is why I've had my first line kit for years and advanced it. What people don't understand, I was told that they were going to be able to track people across state lines. Now I know why. Because sometime in the next 6 months in America, if Trump does not listen to me, we will have declared medical martial law, period. He's a nice guy. He's going to have to do it. And it'll be nasty. And when they do it, you're going to, like in northern Italy right now near Milano, if you try to go out of a quarantine area, you're going to be put in prison for a minimum of 3 months. So you have to understand the quarantine things like this quarantine thing at the Diamond Princess was an incubator. And even the public health people realize that, like Dr. John Campbell and experts from Japan. They look and say, what the heck were they doing? They didn't have proper reverse protection gear on the staff inside there or an infectious disease expert. They were recirculating air that contains the aerosolized stool through other compartments in the ship, so they've infected everybody. And you don't realize, even if you're recovered, you may be carrying the virus for up to a month, even after you're PCR negative. So these people were what I call blitheringly, frigging, dangerously idiotic. And this plague now is a nation slayer. And I have the solution for it with a first-line kit. I also have the solution with the radionic technology for mapping on people before they even have a PCR test. And I got the technology upgraded last night in the middle of the night, and my story is on my video. I sent you a copy to watch. It was Mr. Ken in China, which I've had as technology for years. And now I also have the radionic technology to suppress the virus by broadcasting frequencies against Nogales and the quantum tetramer 139 kilodalton mast glycoprotein around the SARS coronavirus COVID-19. Dr. Deagle is so far ahead of my colleagues, they're not even in the same dimension, and I want them to validate what I have. I have plasma iodine. Nobody else has it. I have the most powerful plasma monatomic silver. I have Allison from Germany, half the price of the Alamed. I have Nutrient Defense. I increased the strength of the formula last year to be four times stronger to kill all RNA and DNA viruses and all pathogenic bacteria. I have the only thing that will stop cytokine storm, neutral pH, ascorbic acid, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin. Cell defense for 800% more absorbed curcumin, and I have a new product I'm bringing in from India that'll be here literally this week. I've been negotiating for almost a year to bring it in from India that actually is the most absorbed curcumin turmeric that'll stop all cytokine storms and prevent you also, if you identify people early, even if you want to isolate people, not quarantine them, if they're show positive on my quantum test, you want to isolate them and make sure you start the antivirals and so on, so you won't need to keep them for 40 to 60 days. If you give them my nutraceuticals, it'll wipe out the virus in a week or so. They'll be back out in the community totally free and PCR negative. So you can prove it with PCR and quantum testing. So people didn't realize I don't have some of the answers. God gave me all of them. And if they reject the truth I have to save nations and the world economy, they will suffer and we will enter the New World Order. And our president, Donald J. Trump, will no longer be the hero against the damn communists. He will become the Antichrist. That's what's coming.
Well, I mean, as far as Trump himself is concerned, I mean, I look at him. I mean, I look at his election as president. I'm not deifying the man.
No. They want to deify him because, you see, they look at the other what they have, the alternative. And the problem is Trump himself is a good-natured person, but the problem is he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and they want to elevate him. If he succeeds with this peace accord in Israel with Bibi Netanyahu next month, they want to give him the title of King of Israel. Not a good thing. Yeah. All right, now you got to understand, the guy is a social genius, okay? That's when you see his stadia, he's being worshipped. When he goes to, like, he's in Vegas now, the people are there, there are thousands outside trying to get in just to even listen to him, okay? Right. You got to understand, he operates the presidency like as a game show host. He's got a social IQ over 200, a regular IQ of 160, and he doesn't know any science or anything, and the people around him are either Satanists, globalists, or just plain devils. And if he doesn't get good advice from people like you and me, he will become, with America enforcing the financial system and the cybernetic system out of Falcon, Colorado, the Antichrist. And he won't necessarily want to necessarily have the title. They're looking for a religious leader. He is. He's pro-life. He's this, he's that. If you actually see what Trump's doing with the State of Israel and peace accord between the Iranians, the Israelis, and Russia, if he succeeds, he will become, instead of a good man doing the right thing, the devil will turn that man into the Antichrist.
Well, that's an interesting viewpoint.
It's actually, thus saith the Lord. You see, it's not even my opinion. See, people don't understand. There's some things I know that are just my opinion, and I have a big lot of things that are my opinion. This is something that God has beat into me over years. In fact, 3 years ago when Trump got elected, I said this, because I knew the mark was going to come from Falcon, Colorado, the United States, the mark of the beast. I said, is Donald Trump the Antichrist or the one to bring in the Antichrist system? And after 3 months, roughly bugging God, I was sitting at my desk where I am right now, and he said, audibly, stop asking me, Bill, because I'll tell you. Now, you got to understand, Donald Trump is a good man. He goes to the pro-life march here, I think it was Saturday before last. He unfortunately gave a big budget to Planned on Parenthood at the same time he got his military and his space command budget. But you got to understand what's going on with Donald Trump. His Masonic name is Apollyon Rising, which means he wants to re-terraform and colonize Mars. I took care of the Mars team back 26 years ago. I was their doctor at U.S. Space Command. This is not something that's just secondary or it's a conspiracy theory Deagle's thinking up in his stupid head. No. I was there, okay, people? It's not open to your damned opinion, okay? And you might want to spit on me. Keep your spit in your mouth, okay? Forget it. I want you to understand, you can raise questions and you can raise issues and you can say, Deagle, why is this or why is that, or something I don't know. I'm teachable. But if you think you're going to intellectually fence with me about something, there's a whole lot of stuff that I don't know, I can speculate on. Some of it God doesn't even want me to know. He doesn't even want me to pray on yet. But I can tell you there's some stuff I know. If we don't intervene and get directly through to Donald J. Trump, Donald J. Trump, with re-election, will become the Antichrist. Period. That's not Deagle saying it. That's as thus saith the Lord. If we don't intervene and get that man to stop the SARS plague and the world collapse of the economy and the martial law that's going to happen and the rescue of the world from the Iranian-Russian Middle Eastern war with the state of it's a real hell, I call it, We're he's going to de- they're going to declare him. They already said it in the open media. You can Google it yourself, people out there. I don't agree with Deagle. Do Google it yourself, idiots. You'll find out. Oh my gosh, Deagle didn't lie. They're going to make him the king of Israel. They've already said that publicly in their media. Do you know that?
Yeah.
See, crazy stuff. You got to understand. See, Trump is not his own man. Trump is controlled and managed. That's why you got idiots like this guy. You know, John Lightning Bolt, I call him. You know, he should have a superhero, anti-hero suit on. Or some of the other people around him. He's got monsters, devils, and globalists around him who could care less about the human race.
Right.
So raise your next question, and then we got another about 13 minutes, and I'm going to retire for a little while. Then I'm going to actually, I think I'll do a fourth hour. I'm going to call back my guest, Cody Snodgrass, and bring him back on here for a fourth hour. But I want you to make some more questions. You have to understand, there's some things that are speculation. That's not one of them. I know everything to solve the SARS problem. I know how to stop the missile defense problem. I have a laser-enabled infirmary system I've sent to Trump with no response for 3 years, over and over again. With my friend John W. Spring, we've sent letters and got, in August, I prophesied the exact date to the 12th of September when he'd get a letter back signed personally by Trump. He's not acknowledging the nukes in Nicaragua or Venezuela. He's not in the Orinoco River or up in Laurentian Island. He's not acknowledging we don't have missile defense. And he's not acknowledging the fact that the weapon of indignation is an EMP weapon against our cities, which we have no defense for at all. And I have the solutions for him. I have the technical solutions as well as the engineering solutions. We need to lay plasma lines that are EMP-proof from a coronal mass ejection or a supernova. We need to have tokamak fusion reactors, which I've talked about how to build for 12 years. And the Chinese listening to my show built one last year in China. Do you know that? Tokamak fusion reactor. And this year, 2020, they plan on mining helium-3 from the moon's surface to build my designed tokamak fusion reactor, which I learned when I was there at Lockheed Martin in the Colorado Springs many years ago. This is not open to opinion. People say, oh, Diggle, you didn't know everything. If I'm damn well talking about it, even though it's irritating to you, I know it, okay?
Yeah. Well,
and lots of stuff I don't know. I mean, I live in an ocean of stuff, and some of it God says, don't pray on it, Diggle, because you'll carry that knowledge to your grave. I'm thinking, okay, God, I got it. I got it. Okay, so there's stuff I don't know because it's, you know, it's hard to go to sleep. I was up last night after midnight for 4 hours responding and contacting my guy in China, Mr. Ken, and downloading the software to scan the SARS coronavirus with my technology. I have a device that if you contact me, you can scan people locally right in front of you or remotely and determine if they have it even before you do a PCR test and need to start CAR virus suppression technology therapy in my first line kit. And if we don't do this and isolate people, not just quarantine, this quarantine idiot at running the Diamond Princess cruise line, they have killed the cruise business. They killed it. Anybody who wants to have a... My wife went on a cruise last year with her, some of our family friends. I didn't go with her. And they had this stupid thing around her neck, and she was like she's in the freaking Matrix. When she walked up to her door, they knew she was there and started talking to her. The door started talking to her of her room. Damn it. People don't know what's going on. The Matrix is here, people. Yeah. It's not a theory. It's not Deagle thinking it up because he wants to sell a book or this or that. And if I do sell something, it's so I can have the money to be able to make more of it for you people out there so I can save your sorry carcasses from health issues and save your eternal soul for eternal damnation and annihilation. Because there's no, you're not going to play canast or shuffleboard with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. in hell. You're not going to have hot drinks that burn your lips. You're going to be annihilated alone in the lake of fire, okay? So if you don't repent, it doesn't matter what big your sins are, if you turn back to God, he wipes away every sin. We cannot take away sin, only God can. But you have to Shema, you have to turn back to God and say, stop spitting on his messengers and heed the message we have, which is, repent, O America, for your days of destruction cometh. And if you do not repent, then the days of the end, America will be like a whisper in the darkness and they won't even think it existed ever. If there's a future surviving human population, they'll think it was a legend. Right?
Yeah, well, pretty much. I mean, I have no doubt I have my candidate for Mystery Babylon of Revelation 17 is the United States, and people can go through that on my website.
Right, well, yeah, in fact, that's on your thing now. You got this other book. You got the Pleased to Meet. What's the third book you have here, too? Your Mystery Babylon USA ebook, right?
Well, the original, I mean, the website and all the information is just posted there. That's a link on my site, The Mystery of Babylon. But actually, my first book, go all the way back to the beginning, is called They Live, Great Society of the Undead. And,
right.
You know, I embed They Live into the theory of evolution. But it's just kind of like John, the takeoff on John Carpenter's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little twisted term for evolution. I call it evil, E-V-I-L, hyphen U-Y-O-U, hyphen T-I-O-N. Do you like that, evolution?
Yeah, well, that's all the way of saying it.
Evolution, which is the word live backwards. Live is the word evil backwards, isn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, everything I actually, you know, that's the other American genocidal complex. I discussed that, you know, in kind of a Cliff Notes version of history. But if you go back, I mean, you trace back to, you know, Planned Parenthood, back to the American Eugenics Society and Adolf Hitler. I mean, it all, the focal point or the nexus of everything is Darwin's evolution, so-called, which is the biggest scientific scam in human history. Way bigger than the climate change scam, in my opinion.
Right. Well, I have the original book of the theory of evolution, right? And even the developer of the book questioned his own theory at the end of his life, didn't he?
Who's that, Darwin?
Yeah. He raised questions at the end of his life that said, you know, he knew that it raised questions he couldn't answer.
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, a couple of questions. I think he actually said the complexity of the eye that disproves evolution. And he said, if nobody can find any transitional fossils, you know, in all these layers, all these geologists and all these, then that disproves evolution.
Well, I call it periodic, punctuated, a holographic recreation by the Holy One, the Infinite One that transcends time and space, God. But people don't want to transit to God because, as they say, the only way to do good is to God and add an extra O. It's that simple, like a little child. Pray.
Yeah.
The most powerful thing you can do on earth is prayer. In fact, I'm developing a thing called Prayer Wheel. And eventually when I have it set up, it'll be able to take your prayers in reverse speech, extract the prayer and broadcast it around the world to the intention fields of your soul, to the body of humanity, to the Most High God. People don't realize we're not just an individual, we're an organism. And we're not just in the turn now, we're in the past and future. And people don't understand that. They think we're just a cell. It's like talking to one cell in your body, like at the back of your eye, and that cell doesn't know you exist in eternity, right? It's really kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of strange things going on everywhere. I mean, and I think actually just to kind of dovetail off that, you know, I think a lot of these people are demonically possessed. I mean, I'll just come.
Oh, I know they are. Listen, I have second sight because I died. Okay, and when I met Hillary Clinton, I met the Draco Reptilian inside her, and the people said, "Well, how do you know that?" I said, "Look, 5 years ago I prayed after I met her, and 20 years ago at Dakota Ridge High School." And I said, "How did she occur?" Her family were Rodhams. They cursed her. They put her through a demonic ceremony. They had a little boy in an obsidian stone where they cut his heart out, and they pronounced an incantation, just like people like Nancy Pelosi, who's involved with Pizzagate. She's a devil. She's a witch. So is Hillary Clinton, the highest level witch or warlock in the Western world. We wonder why she's not wearing orange. She's got the goods on so many politicians. It's mind-boggling. And they took that poor girl, 8 years of age, Hillary Clinton, and cursed her with a Draco Reptilian entity inside her. That's why my ministry is called Clay and Iron. Clay, human flesh, iron, the transdimensional entities that avatar them like a friggin' video game. People think it's a theory. I can pray with somebody, and I can even tell you the name of the incubi and succubi and warrior demons that are generational curses by name inside them or their family. Do you know that? I have special gifts, and I don't expose them all because people don't know exactly who Deagle is. People think, well, I think he's a little nuts, but now I think he's really nuts. No, they have to understand, I exist because God had enough grace to send somebody back from the dead 68 years ago and multiple resurrections to tell people the truth, because I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to lie. How's that?
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, I just think, you know, if you go back to Matthew, it was chapter 8, and then the guy's just the gathering madman, right? And then the guy's just going nuts, and nobody knows what to do with him. And then, you know, of course, Legion and all
you're
that.
Talking, you're talking about the book of the Gadarenes, where he crossed the Sea of Gennesaret, Sea of Galilee, and he cast all the demons into the pigs. And then the pigs committed suicide by jumping off the cliff, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that's what we're seeing on a lot of people on a societal wide scale. So, in other words, we're getting we're getting very close to the end here.
Oh, well, look at all these young people. They're put in financial shackles, which is unreasonable to them. They're indebted up to their eyeballs, so a third of them aren't going to get married or even leave mama's home or daddy's home. They have a. We have people want to be, right now in America, and even Dr. John Campbell made the comment, he gets emails for years, that people in America have the best health care in the world, or health care people can't afford. 83% of people go bankrupt who've got health care in America already and have insurance. That should not be. It should not be a system where there's no preventive integrative care, and you can go bankrupt because you're terminal states of your life, and then they keep you alive so they can extract millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars before they put your sorry carcass in the ground. They're not there to try to extend your life. They're there to make a giant profit. That's why I call the word term MD stands for more drugs, more dough, drugs, more dough, and mega death. And, you know, you have to understand this, people. People say, oh, no, Dr. D, I'm making up. Look, said, having been in the medical system for 50 years, I can tell you this is not open to your damned opinion. People think they have a counter opinion to something that I don't open up to say, you know, these are one of those things I'm not going to negotiate. This is just the way it is. That's why we got to get through to Trump. I pray that we will get through to Donald Trump, because they don't. The globalists around him will make the elevate this man eventually to turn him into an icon for the New World Order, and all the evil of people like Bernie Santa Claus and so on will dissolve away, but they'll turn Trump into a monster. Because when he has to declare medical martial law this year, because we haven't dealt with it, he hasn't contacted me to get the solutions, America will be down the toilet, China will be gone. Do you know that 28.6% of the chain of production of any product on Earth comes from China? We only make 18.4%, you know? 28.6% of all the products in the world come from China that's collapsing now because of the SARS.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of American companies hoard themselves, right?
No, it's corrupt politicians and devils. It's devils and corrupt globalists. We've had 60,000 factories closed in the last 30 years as we gave the WTO and the People's Republic and Communists all of our factories and intel information. It's an insanity. Right. That's why I call it the District of Criminals.
Yeah.
And people think, that's your opinion, Diego. It's not an opinion. It's like when you see a body and you do an autopsy and you cut up the organs and do them under slides and do an audible report. I sliced up the liver and I saw patty changes and such and sinusoidal changes to the liver, da da da, and there's cardiogenic changes to the mitochondria on electron microscopy. It's not a freaking opinion. It's just ugly, nasty facts. And people think it's an opinion, damn it. It's aggravating.
Yeah.
So I want people to realize, I don't want you to like me until eventually you'll love me, because I'm going to save your sorry carcass, but you must respect me, or you'll suffer first, and then you're going to die. How's that?
Yeah.
And it's not for my sake, I don't want to, but I want people to hear, I'm not interested. I had an argument the other day with my good friend Glenn Ford. He said, well, you know, Bill, you're a little tough. He said, I'm an intel agent, but you're the toughest. He said, I think you need to learn how to communicate. Stop. I'm not interested in communication. Why? What's that, Eagle? I said, well, he said, I just had met with the director for Homeland Security for the Western United States. I said, now why didn't you pass on the director to talk to me? He didn't. Okay, it really made me angry, okay? And he has other people he's in contact with since he put out his book, and I'm promoting it two or three times a week on my videos. And I said, you know what? He said, you need to communicate. I said, no. People need to change when their butt is on fire, they know I got the fire extinguisher, so they don't care whether they like me or my smile, whatever. They want to get me over in my sorry carcass to take my fire extinguisher and put the fire out in their butt. I said, I don't believe in education. I believe in shockucation. I want to take 2 4,000-joule informational truth paddles to the either side of their temples and put the truth through their brain until they scream in agony, and the humor and the truth and the horror of what's coming finally gets them, and they realize I'm not there to try to entertain them or to communicate. I'm here to challenge them to dialogue, because they can have points and teach me. But if you think you're going to spit on me, this soul, shut up and growl at me, I call it viciously ignorant, you're a fool. You could raise a question like a little child and ask me a question because I want to save you. You're my brother and sister, whether you're Chinese, like this vision I had of the Chinese people, and I contacted my friend Ken in China. You have to understand, I have compassion, but I don't have a molecule of niceness in my body. I have compassion of the Most High God. I'm fearless and fierce, and I will die to you, but I will not lie to you. How's that?
Makes sense. Hey, I guess we're almost out of time here, right? Let me just ask you this. I mean, are things as bad in China as they seem?
No, they're much worse. The number of dead is probably 10 times as much. They move 43 crematoria, they say, for animals. And there's so much sulfur dioxide, our satellites over China is picking SO2 levels that have gone up over 1,500 parts per million over central China, not just Wuhan and Hubei, but over the whole central China. So people think it's bad, and the Communist Chinese have done the most aggressive form of medical martial law. They actually welded the doors shut in apartments and don't even allow people to leave their door or go outside and get food or go outside the house at all. It's not stopping at the R-naught score dropped from 6.7 with total martial law to 3.7, which is not stopping it. And they reversed their decision on the weekend. They were going to let people that were not diseased leave to leave Hubei and Wuhan. They reversed it within 4 hours. The Xi and his bunch of maniacs reversed their decision. And the World Horrors Organization, morons, don't want to declare it a pandemic yet. And they haven't contacted me, and I've tried to contact the Chinese embassy up in Los Angeles. No one's contacted me. Not POTUS, not Senator Cotton, who I've contacted, not the senator from Florida, none of the Chinese embassy. If they contacted me, I give them a solution to every problem, because the Lord God has given it to Deagle, because I need my damned respect so I can save their hide. How's that? It's not for my sake, people. I don't want to get loved or respected because I'm such a wonderful guy. I'm not wonderful. But I am compassionate, and I'm fearless, and I'm fierce. And you will respect that, or you will die for it. How's that?
Yeah. All right.
Like my ancestor Moses, when he came up to the Pharaoh and told the Pharaoh, what for? I'm his descendant at the time of the end. And we are not only going to the desert of the Middle East, I'm here to prophesy the human race going to the desert of the cosmos, and us transitioning to becoming a godly galactic civilization that does only Shema, the will of the Most High God, as we go to countless planets and worlds where God is literally incarnated in those worlds in humanoid and non-human beings to bring the truth of the Eternal One to those civilizations and those sentient beings across the vast cosmos. People don't realize what I'm bringing is the final manna truck before God brings judgment on the earth. Take my manna or starve to death spiritually, and if you take it, you will have faith no matter what horrors you go through. You will survive and thrive, and he will then expunge the earth of evil, and the human race will be sanctified and become a galactic civilization, terraforming Mars and spreading across the cosmos and contacting advanced beings with an extended lifespan, because he gave me the keys to Methuselah as well to extend human lifespan. And people need to know, toxic garbage like 5G network weakens people like it did in Wuhan. We are heading toward a catastrophe of galactic level proportions because of ignorance, stupidity, arrogance, and false religion.
Yeah. All right.
God help us. And guess what? Believe me, if you think I'm arrogant and stupid enough to apply for this job, you're a nut. When I was up in heaven a little boy, do you think I wanted to come back? No. I came back because of compassion that God gave me, his compassion, not the compassion of a little boy who wanted to be nice and be liked. He gave me the compassion of the Creator God of the universe. So I'm not like a normal human being. Think of me as Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, prophet, apostle, and cherubim archangel trying to bring truth to the people of Earth with my manna truck, with my co-prophets like you and Greg Ford and Susan Lindauer, prophetess, and others that bring the truth like Jonathan Gray. We're there trying to bring our manna to the people to give them hope in a hopeless time.
Yeah. All right. Pretty much.
It's pretty much as I feel at least fulfilled. Even if I died tomorrow, I got my truth out. The Lord said, you know what? My DOA day was just February 15th. And I want people to pray for me because the devil would like to silence me. I got my authorized net knocked off today, so I couldn't even sell my first line kits for a while today because the buggers managed to do it. And a month ago, we tried to see if we could get an authorizing company to give us a better rate on our credit cards. They said, we like everything about your credit card rate is so high, but because you say 9/11 is an inside job, we're no way are we going to process your credit card for your sale of your supplements and technology. You have to understand, people, if you don't think I have in the crosshairs of the New World Order when they have a website, Deagle, DEAGEL.com, that prophesies an 86-87% drop in the U.S. and world population by 2025, you're not playing with a full deck. If you don't think I'm the titanium spear of the Most High God against the powers of darkness, you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
All right? And in my cohorts, like yourself, I consider you a co-prophet and apostle. And because of your humor in your books, you get through to people with humor where I couldn't. I'm too aggravating. I talk too fast. Yeah. But if they read your books, they go to boxofsunglasses.com and get your books and say, oh, you know what? I get it now. Rob got it through to me when I couldn't get it through Deagle.
I'm not jealous.
I don't have Desi Arnaz disease. I'm not jealous. Like he said to Lucille Bard, Lucy, you're jealous. I'm not jealous. I want others to give the truth to people when I can't communicate it, okay?
All right.
Take care. God bless. Thank you for coming on the program. I'll have you back on soon, and we're going to be next week transitioning to Vita Radio on Genesis Video and radio at the same time, and I'm doing video 7 days a week, and I'm desperate to get the truth out before my days are gone and before he calls me home to eternity. Thank God.
Okay. All right,
take care. God bless.
Take care.
Bye. So we are winding it down here. I'm going to go back to the news and see if we have anything new to say about China, and we'll see if we have anything here. Let's have a look. This is our first line defense kit. We went over that earlier. Let's go look at China and see if there's anything new on the China scene before we close up. Amid anxieties about coronavirus outbreak, Chinese leaders call on officials to ensure economic social stability. Not possible unless the Chinese leaders and their communist atheistic maniacs who try to sanction approved churches that don't fight against communism, if they don't contact me, they will all collapse and the communist Chinese will die. I know it grieves me that my brothers and sisters in China will die from their evil of accepting atheistic communism. Dow Jones plunges more than 1,000 points amid coronavirus fears. Not surprising, it's not finished plunging, people. This is just the start of the catastrophe. Coronavirus breaks out in Chinese prisons. Guards require to stay silent. Yeah, stay silent, all right. It'll kill their prison population because they're in a giant incubator called prison, like the Diamond Princess. Domestic supply of 150 drugs under threat. Yeah, 97% of our drugs come from China. Do you think those drugs for seniors are going to be available? All the FDA officials left 3 weeks ago, China, and they're not even supervising and making the drugs for all our seniors because the drug companies and the corrupt politicians moved all the drug manufacturing for generics to China. Damn it. Including, by the way, masks, latex gloves, etc., which is all going to be used up by the Chinese trying to save their hides from a collapsing super state of 1.4 billion people. Only one drug might help to treat coronavirus symptoms, health experts. One drug. Gilead Sciences. And I got to open this up. This looks like it's going to be interesting. Gilead, of course, is, I believe, that there's some of the shares may be owned by none other than Bill Gates. Let's look at this. Only one drug might help to the coronavirus symptoms, the health experts say. The Gilead Sciences has shown potential in science and treating symptoms with the new coronavirus, World Health Organization said on Monday. Right now, I think it was real efficacy. It's called Remdesivir. Remdesivir. Okay, Dr. Bruce Elward, an expert from Canada who is leading a team in China trying to find questions that are lingering mysteries surrounding the new virus, told the reporters in Beijing. Chinese authorities said the biggest challenge in completing clinical trials was a decline in infected patients. Elward said, relying on official figures from the Chinese Communist Party. That's a lie, of course. It's ridiculous. Another challenge is a diversion of resources into studying potential treatments that are less promising. Elward said, we have to start prioritizing enrollment in those things that may save lives and save them. Even if this drug came forward and was an antiviral, it wouldn't cause toxic things. Like, for example, we have another antiviral I've known for years that if you use it in the intensive care unit, it can drop somebody's hemoglobin a gram a day, so they can go into cardiogenic shock within a week. So these people need to realize, just like these vaccines for the SARS in 2003 actually increased the chances of a cytokine storm and an abrupt death. So don't assume this drug's going to be safe, even if it kills the virus, it might kill you too. Now, the two clinical trials on coronavirus are taking place in China under the watch of the WHO. The WHO is going to get a percentage of it. I'm sure they're going to get a kickback, which is why they're not declaring it. One is testing Remdesivir, right? Yeah. Bruce Elward, the head of the WHO China Joint Mission on COVID, a conference on a book COVID-19 coronavirus on February 24th. Preliminary results from both trials are expected within weeks, WHO said on February 20th. Gilead spokesman told the Epoch Times in an email that the company is expecting results from two trials in April. In a statement on the January 31st, Gilead Sciences Chief Medical Officer Mehrdad Parsi said that the remdesivir isn't licensed or approved for use anywhere in the world and has not been demonstrated to be of safe or effective for any use. But requests for authorities prompted the company to provide remdesivir for use in a small number of patients. Apart from working with health authorities in China, Gilead is also expediting appropriate laboratory testing of remdesivir against samples of the new virus. Remdesivir has demonstrated in vitro and in vivo activity in animal models against the viral pathogens MERS and SARS, two of the coronaviruses that preceded the COVID-19 virus, Parsi said. The U.S. National Institute of Health said earlier this month that the remdesivir prevented MERS in monkeys. Research from the agency's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease said the study promising results supported additional clinical trials. The problem is you need to want to get this viral suppressive technology like my nutraceuticals, my first line kit, before people are even PCR positive when they're still growing the virus, and it's actually pre-PCR positive, and after they're PCR positive to make sure they don't then shed the virus and infect other people, even if they're now asymptomatic. So they're not going to continue for months and months on this drug, which is going to be very expensive. The other clinical trial underway in China has been carried out through fast-tracking by WHO, testing the efficacy of lopinavir and ritonavir, two drugs typically used to treat HIV or human immunodeficiency infection. And the reason is, this virus has four genes in four-dimensional space that are actually inserted from AIDS. It's like getting a cold that gives you terminal AIDS. WHO team in China, which includes Aylward, was in Wuhan over the weekend for the first time. Virus emerged there in December 2019 before infecting tens of thousands across the country and spreading to dozens of other nations. Now up to 31 nations, by the way. Aylward spoke at the joint press conference with Chinese officials that aired on state television. He wore a blue breathing mask that covered his mouth and nose. Aylward said Chinese interventions helped prevent the spread of the virus, but said his aim wasn't to praise the country's authorities, but to warn other countries as team's release of a report, making 22 recommendations to China and other nations. There are benefits from extreme measures taken to try to contain the virus. It's not stopping this virus. It's dropping the R-naught score from 6.7 to 3.7. It doesn't do anything. It just slows it down. Highlighting actions taken by Italy as the virus infected hundreds in the Lombardy region, killing at least six in northern Italy. The virus may be around in China for months, Edward, rather than reporters and authorities are still working to get Wuhan under control and clean out other areas. Later Monday, WHO officials declined to call the situation with the virus a pandemic, arguing that there hasn't been uncontained global spread of the coronavirus or large-scale severe infection or disease. These people are idiots and evil. There are multiple epidemics raging, officials acknowledged, as case counts in Italy, South Korea, and Iran continue. By the way, Iran, their case fatality rate shot through the ceiling, continue rising sharply at the beginning of the work week. So, not impressed. Coronavirus epidemic, Wuhan loosens lockdown, then reverses it 4 hours. We dealt with this earlier today. Thank you for listening. I'm going to take a break. We're going to do a fourth hour here with our special guest. We're going to bring back Cody Snodgrass. I'll bring him back on in a few minutes. Take care.